Hey everybody, it's Mendy and welcome to the Whole Lotta Mets podcast. So it is the off season, like everybody knows. And I'm gonna have a show. I'm gonna try to make it two times a week. I'm just a Mets fan. I love talking about the Mets. And with a crazy off season about to come up, I'm so excited, guys. Like, I can't even imagine how excited I am. It's just for the first time as a Mets fan, I actually have faith that whatever moves the Mets are going to make, it's going to be the right moves. I have never felt like this as a Mets fan. I have never felt the excitement of being like, you know what? We are in the race for JT Real Muto. We are in the race for Trevor Bauer. We are in the race for George Springer. When was the last time that it was like this, Mets fans? I don't remember. The Wilpons go and use Bernie Madoff as the reason why they couldn't spend money for 15 years, but we all know that's pure BS. So for the first time, I am excited for an offseason. I have faith that if we're going to trade a top prospect, it's going to be for a good player. We're not going to give away prospects anymore. We're not going to trade prospects for Todd Frazier. We're not going to trade prospects for Yunios. Gerardo from the Rangers. We're not going to give a prospect for Robinson Chirinos. We're going to value our young players for the first time in a long time. The Mets are going to value their young players. The Mets are going to value their future while not giving up for this year. I'm so excited, Mets fans. And Stevie Cohen just got approved by the MLB owners. I don't know. It was a vote 7-1 in favor of Stevie Cohen. He has one more hurdle that he has to clear. 23 owners has to say yes. And once we get that 23 votes, guys, man, it's Mets baseball time, baby. I love how I'm talking about the Mets in October, and it doesn't feel like there's no hope anymore. I love that. I love that. We're going to be in the conversations. There's not going to be a Bryce Harper that we're not going to be in on. All right. So this goes into my next topic, which who should we sign this offseason? In my mind, the more I think about Real Muto, man, just the more scared I am to give him a long-term contract. I don't see it. I'm like, you're going to give him, let's say, 7 years, $200 million. He's been injured at the end of the season the last 2 years. He's a catcher already at 30. Do you really want to pay him about $25 to $27 million a year for 7 years? Or would you rather a James McCann type of catcher, which I think that the Mets should go after? So in my plan to fix the New York Mets this offseason, I'm going after Trevor Bauer as my number one move. We have to fix the rotation, guys. We have a good lineup as it is, 100%. So you go after Bauer, and then you go after McCann. We're actually going to have a catcher that could move. Wilson Ramos couldn't move. I'm sorry. He was good his first year, but last year he's brutal. And if you're not going to hit, you have to field. And if you're not going to do either Wilson Ramos, you will not be on this team. And I think he's going to be let go this year. So you go after Bauer. You go after McCann. You have to remember that the Mets had the highest batting average, I'm pretty sure, in the whole National League last year. The pitching killed us. Rick Porcello killed us. Lugo, as much as I love Mr. Lugo, man, you're just not a starting pitcher. You are a lights out rotation. You are a lights out reliever. You are a lights out closer. He is my pick over Edwin Diaz. But here's my next move. I'm going after Liam Hendricks. That dude is arguably the best closer in baseball. Nobody hears of him because he's on Oakland and he does his own thing very quietly, unlike Trevor Bauer. But he is a top three closer in baseball easily. Probably even top two. So you use Lugo in the seventh and eighth inning when you have to. And then you have Liam Hendricks to close. I love that. And we're going to bring back Betances, obviously, because he's going to pick up his option. We're going to... I think Betances is going to come back. I would re-sign Justin Wilson because, in my opinion, the first half of his first season with the Mets was very shaky. But he's been a lot better since, and I actually trust him in the Mets bullpen. And then in the outfield, we need a good power hitting left fielder that could actually field too. Because J.D. Davis, I love J.D. Davis. Jumble Dong Davis. I love J.D. Davis. But he's just not a left fielder. I want a guy out there that when we fix our rotation, I'm not going to have to worry about errors. Man, the Mets have to emphasize this season on defense. Defense, defense, defense. This team is just atrocious. This team is one of the top five worst defensive teams I ever saw in my life. I don't remember defenses. But if you're so bad that you're going to make me go back and be like, wow, I don't remember an error like this since 2009 and Luis Castillo dropped the ball. Man, I was in the park that day and I was listening on the radio, man. And it was a pop-up and he just dropped it, man. I was so mad. Just bad defense. Bad defense is how you lose in baseball. Bad defense. And this is what the Mets had. And this is why the pitching wasn't as good as it should be. Because when you're making four errors a week, no matter how good you are as a pitcher, the defense is going to bite you in the ass. And it's just not good. So I'm trading Brandon Nimmo too. I'm trading Amed Rosario if I can. And I'm going after Lindor. I'm going after Arenado. I'm going and getting myself an offensive superstar. Man, I love Nolan Arenado. Everybody's so worried about, oh, he's in Coors Field, blah, 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 blah. He has the Coors Field effect. I'm not worried. DJ LeMayo had the same baggage. And look at him now. He's about to get paid. Paid big time. I'm taking a chance on Nolan Arenado. And I'm going to see what it takes to get him. And if that's a no-go, I go after Lindor. The Indians need an outfielder. The Indians are going to need a shortstop to go and replace Lindor until Tyler Freeman is ready. So you give up Nimmo, Rosario, and maybe a Brett Beatty type of prospect, and I get that done. And I get that done for either Arenado, and I get that done for either Lindor. All right, guys, on to the next one. Hey, guys, welcome to part two of the Whole Lotta Mets podcast, and I want to talk about whether or not to give Michael Conforto an extension. I've been on Mets Twitter for a while now, and I just find it funny, right? Everyone, the first thing he should do is talk to Scott Boras and give Michael Conforto an extension. Why? What is the rush? I understand that it's one thing to come in and you have a young star player and you say, you know what? You have done enough and I'm going to give you a long-term extension now because you are the face of the franchise. Michael Conforto is nowhere close to that, guys. Yes, he had a good 45 games last season. Well, this past season. And last year, he batted 257. And the year before, I think, was 234. Like, what's the rush, guys? I'm willing to take the risk that if he has another season like this, I'm willing to take the risk and then pay him long-term the year after that. But to go and the first thing automatically do is give Michael Conforto an extension? Guys, I'm not doing that. It doesn't make sense. His stock right now is at an all-time high, right? So you're talking about what? An extra $5 to $7 million a year if he repeats a year that he had this year? You bet your life that I'm going to take that then give myself no time and be like, I have to go and I have to re-sign him right now. No. Because right now he's going to cost you about $100 million for 4 to 5 years. Probably even more. What's the rush to do that? What's the rush? If he has another season like this, fine, go ahead and re-sign him. I want him here as a Met. I'm not going to trade him. I want him here. But I'm not going to pay him when his stock is at an all-time high. That just doesn't make sense to me. Yes, he's a great player. But he's not a George Springer type of player. He's not a Mookie Betts. He's not an Aaron Judge. Guys, wake up. I understand that we love our homegrown players. Guys, I understand. I'm with you. But to give Conforto a contract at his all-time high makes no sense, especially when baseball is like this. Baseball is losing a ton of money. A ton. So you wait until next year, which is a loaded, loaded class, by the way. There's Chris Bryant. There's Trevor Story, there's Francisco Lindor, there's Javier Baez, Max Scherzer, Verlander, Noah Syndergaard, Rizzo, Freddie Freeman. Conforto is probably the best outfielder. But why are you going to rush to pay him now when the market is going to be flooded with high-end talent next year? Players that are all better than him too. So I'm going to take the risk on him and be like, you know what? You prove to me that extending you right now was not a mistake, and I'll give you what you deserve. But to do it right now after an amazing 45 games, I can't do that. I understand that you want to go in and be like, you know what, guys? If you young guys come and do what you got to do and you play at an all-star level, you are going to get rewarded. I'm not going to trade you. I'm not going to let you go anymore. I'm not the Wilpons. I understand that that's what you want Uncle Stevie Cohen to do. But it just doesn't make sense right now. Especially when I want to go after, and I'm sure you guys do, right? Bauer and Real Muto and James McCann and Liam Hendricks and hell, even DJ LeMahieu, because why not, right? But like, we're not re-signing everybody, guys. We're not signing everybody. And to re-sign Michael Conforto right now is so unnecessary. He has another year left. And if he performs, then you bring out the Brinks truck for him and you let him go. I mean, and you re-sign him. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let him go. But if he has a year like he had in 2017, right? Or 2018, I think it was, right? In 2018 when he batted 234, right? Oh, so if he has another season like that, you're going to go and you're going to give him a $100 million contract? You're not going to, because he doesn't deserve that right now. But if he has another season like this past season and he maintains somehow a .300 batting average, and then you back up the Brinks truck and you re-sign him and you make sure that he is a Met for life. But I'm not taking that risk right now, guys. It just doesn't make sense. You let him play out the rest of his contract, especially when he's a Scott Boras agent, because Scott Boras knows how to take advantage of teams. Guys, please just be smart about this. And re-signing Michael Conforto right now is going to set this franchise back, because money is not an issue anymore. So why go and take a huge gamble when it's only going to cost you $5 to $7 million a year next year? And that's if he has a George Springer type of year with the glove and with the bat, or an Aaron Judge type year. That is how he's going to get the bag. But right now, you're paying him the bag for what? For a good 45 games. Yes, he is a really good player, but he is not a star player. And please do not treat him like one. Thank you.